Acts chapter 3, beginning with the first verse. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 p.m. Now a man, crippled from birth, was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. This is the word of the Lord.
Yes, I would like to ask you this morning that in the name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, you may and you should get up and walk in the sense that I understand on the basis of this scripture and on other parts of the scripture as well. And I would like to talk to you about a wonderful healing at a beautiful gate, as we find it here. I am sure that we, all of us, want to be healed if we are feeling sick and if we have pain. It's very urgent to us in those moments when we have pains. I remember I had kidney stones, and for 5 days I had terrible pains without nearly ceasing, having rest. And in those days when you are having pain or you are ill, you would like to get healed at any cost. Now, we have a healing here, a man who was crippled from his birth, and he was carried day by day to this gate, probably at the eastern side of the temple, which was made of a bright bronze, the whole gate, and it was shining as the sun was rising every morning. And he was put there by his friends or family, and then he was begging for money, for alms, that he may live and not to die. And one day it happened that two men were going up to the temple among others, and what happened? It was Peter and John, the apostles of Jesus Christ, going to the temple to pray at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And this man was asking for money, as usual. He had done that in the whole of his life. And he did not even look up. He just heard that somebody is coming, and he was asking for money. And Peter stopped, and John, and told him, "Look at us." He was not looking at them. Now, if in Romania we have a lot of beggars, in cities and in villages, they come to our homes or they stand at the corners on the streets. They are holding their hats, that you may throw something in it, some coins. But what happens is that when somebody stops and asks questions from them, they are excited ever so much, of course. If somebody stops, yes, something will take place. So Peter told him, we are not having silver and gold, but what we have, we will give you. What can you give us if you don't have money? And then he issued a command. In the name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, get up and walk. Stand up. And both Peter stretched his hand, and he was healed, and he stood up, and he began to enter the temple with them, jumping and praising the Lord. And everybody in the temple realized that this is the man who stood there before. And they were so much amazed that the whole crowd gathered together around Peter and John. And then they began to preach to them. So, I would like to share with you three things this morning. The first, when I would like to ask you to get up, I would like to tell you that where from? You have to get up from somewhere. You are in a condition and you have to get up and to get out from there. So let's see the situation of this man. He is a crippled man from his birth. He cannot walk. And spiritually, we are just like this man. You are crippled. You are lame. Perhaps you remember Elijah when he was telling the people on the Mount of Carmel, how long are you wavering between two opinions? You are not walking straight. You are not walking faithfully with the Lord. We are not walking straight. We cannot walk properly. And this man was crippled from his birth. That's how we are spiritually from our birth. We are having a problem, a big problem. And look what happens when this man is crippled from his birth. His problem causes to have other problems. He cannot make anything for his living. He becomes a beggar. He is left at the mercy of somebody else. So, when you are crippled spiritually, in the same way, you will become a beggar. And you are left at the mercy of others to help you. But what could these people help him? These people were giving him some money that he may live one more day in his sorrowful situation. The money he was given did not heal him. But his pain or his awful situation was prolonged for one more day. He could live one more day in his situation as a crippled man. And he could be taken once more to the temple to beg again. And he's desperate to get something. Because he is poor. He has no strength, no joy. Usually complain. And because of his situation, he is outside of the temple. He is not allowed to go into the temple like others. He's not allowed to be carried into the place where other men are going. He has to be outside. Because the law of God says that no man who has any such problems, disabilities, should not come into the presence of the Lord. Only if you are whole and healthy and complete. And because of our spiritual situation, we are both beggars and outcasts. Maybe you are not too far from the kingdom of God, kingdom of God, but you are still outside, just near the gate. Some people are very far away. It doesn't matter, in one sense. You are still outside. People are so poor. Everybody in this world without Jesus. And you have to get up from that situation somehow. And you will see immediately how. What's the method of getting up? But at the moment, we have to realize our situation, where we are, since our birth. And until we realize our situation properly, we cannot realize the healing we are offered, and the method, and so on. Now, some people feel so, or seem so pleased. We think they have no problems at all. They are not poor, neither materially nor spiritually, and so on. But that is not the case. In Romania, when I was 18, I was taken to the national service. Every young man, when he reaches age of 18 or 19, has to do 1 year national service in the army. And I had two good friends there. And once when I was left to visit my parents, my father was in the hospital, I asked these two friends if they would like if I would bring to them Bibles and Christian literature that they may read. And they said, well, you may bring the literature, the books, but we cannot understand the Bible. Their spiritual background was such that they were taught you cannot understand the Bible. Only the priest can. No, I said. If you pray, God will enlighten your eyes and you will understand. So they said, please bring us Bibles as well. So I bought them a pile of books and a Bible, each of them. And one of them wanted to hide it into the stable where he was working. And when he was going down into the valley, he met the chief commander. And he stopped him and asked him, Andrew, where did you get these books from? From Paul, he said. Now, go and tell him to come and see me. Because he realized that all our Christian books and Hungarian ones, not Romanian ones, because they were Hungarians. So both he and I, we were trembled in one sense. And we thought, what will happen now? And he began to question me in his room. Where did you get these books from? They are all printed either in Budapest or in Stuttgart, Germany. What kind of connections you have with foreigners during your national service? Are you a spy? Of course not. I was having these books. I was given these books. No. These are all Hungarian. You have also Romania at home in your in piles? Well, we have some Romanian as well. At home, but he didn't bring it here because they are Hungarians. I will send you home again. Will you bring me as well? And in 2 weeks later, I was going home again to bring him Romanian Bible and Romanian books. And from that point on, every week he was calling me into his room that I may speak to him about the Bible. He began to read Genesis and he was asking questions about Abraham not protecting his wife in Egypt. And then he said how he cheated his wife as well and will God forgive him? He was the chief commander and he was a beggar spiritually. It doesn't matter what situation you have in society. In your soul and heart, whether you acknowledge or not, you are both crippled and beggar, and you are outside from the presence of God. Now Jesus, through his word, through this passage, is asking you, get up and come to him, and he will make you rich. You can get into his presence, and you can make you whole, and you can walk according to his statutes and laws and commandments by his Holy Spirit. Will you obey him? What a wonderful news we have. This is where from. This is the place where you have to get up from. And may God help you to do this. The second point is to discuss the method how he got up. The way. It is possible to get up. How? Now this man was asking for money. This is the first thing I would advise you. Ask. Ask. And it will be given to you. And Jesus will give you much more than you realize. And maybe something else that you are asking for. But praise the Lord that he's not giving you what you are asking for. Sometimes it's very painful to us to realize that the Lord didn't answer our prayers as we wish. But one day we will praise the Lord for all his answers or delays of our prayers. Ask. If you are having questions, problems, disabilities, ask him to help you, to heal you. I am majoring now upon spiritual things because Jesus in one day, he will deal with physical problems. He will deal with health problems. He will solve political and economical problems. All of that will be solved in one day. But before that, your real problem that causes all the others have to be solved. They are just the outcomes, the fruits of something deeper, which is sin. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him. Ask him. The other one, the other thing that I would like to ask you is to look up to Jesus. You see, he was asking for money. He didn't look up to Peter and John. They asked him, look at us. It's very important that you are not looking towards earthly things. Or you are not buried in your problems and maybe you are having customs and you are already used with your situation. Now, look up at Jesus. I heard a story that showed me what is the difference or what was the difference between the French and British Concorde flights. And as I heard, it was made jointly. It was together. It was planned and so on. But it turned out that actually the people on the British flights had less problems, less stomach problems than the French flights, than the people had on the French flights. And people began to analyze what's the reason for that. Why the same kind of Concorde flight, the same comfort, the same technology, everything is the same. What causes the problem? And it turned out that after all, psychologists began to analyze it. Not just engineers. And it happened that the psychologist said, well, there is at least one difference between two flights. When you get up on a French Concorde flight, in front of the back of in, at the back of your front seat, there was a notice. If you have problems, that is stomach problems, then use this bag. And when people looked at the bag, immediately they had problems. And on the British flight, it was written, when you have problems, call the stewardess. And when they began to look up and round, they did not have any problems. Peter told this man, look at us. Do you remember that picture in John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, when that man was offered a crown? And he was looking for things in the rubbish. That's how we are doing still. The Lord will not help you. What the world offers you is to live one more day in your desperate situation. It will not help you spiritually. Whether drugs, alcohol, or whatever else, or money, or fame, or discos, and so on, is just to live one more day, to survive one more day in your situation. It will not help you. Jesus wants that you may get up out from there by looking up unto Him, the pioneer and finisher of our faith. We look up to Jesus now and not to earthly things and so on. And one more thing about how this man got up, it was by faith. Because in verse 16, when Peter was commenting upon his healing, Peter said, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see. You see, when Peter told him, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, stand up, get up and walk, he meant by believing in Jesus, in his name. This man understood. And he believed in Jesus. By believing in Jesus, that he reconciled God to us, and we are reconciled with God in him, and we have complete forgiveness in Jesus, by believing that he took our place on the cross, that he loved us and he gave his life for us, by believing in his name, you can have life, you can have forgiveness. This is the way how you can be healed. And all your past can be forgiven, wiped out, and you are given a new white robe of his righteousness. The last point I would like to share is that, what is the outcome of this healing? What is the purpose? Why are we healed if we are healed? Well, the first thing is, when you are healed that you may praise God. Not the instruments that God used to heal you. Not Peter and John, because the crowd began to gather around him. And then the first thing that Peter and John now told to the crowd, they said, why are you looking at us? They misunderstood. It is Jesus' name. He began to praise God. God elected you and chose you and saved you, yet you should praise his name. Christ saved you that you may praise his name. The Holy Spirit sealed you that you may praise him. You just read Ephesians 1. This is the refrain of chapter 1. We are to praise him. This is the basic reason. God's glory. Glorifying him. This is why we are saved. He didn't become richer. He he's still praising God. The other thing is, God saved you, and those who are saved are joining his people and family. The text says here, in verse 8, he jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Of course he was walking and jumping. He never jumped before. But he was going with them. Are you saved? Did you join Jesus' disciples in following Jesus? Did you join the church? Christ's family? God's family? Those who are saved, who saved themselves from this evil and wicked generation, joined the disciples at Pentecost. That's the way. We are to praise God together, in a corporate way. He went with them into the temple. And you are saved that people may see the change in your life and may praise God. Now, this man was praising God and everybody could see. I don't know what we are doing in our lives. Are we praising God or complaining about our situation? It's a great challenge to me that I may be always thankful. I have to learn that more. After I finished my national service in Romania, I became an oil worker on an oil field. And I was cleaning oil wells every day, not too far from my home, from my village. And after a year or two, I just began to know the characteristics of each oil well. Just as you have a unique personality, in a similar way, somewhat, each oil well has a similar characteristic. And when we heard the name of the well or the number of that well, we knew, oh no, I'm not going there. That was a terrible well. The other one is, well, that will be okay, easy job. Because some oil wells are such that they are producing only water instead of oil. And you always have to clean the water out and perhaps the oil may come into the well instead of water. But no, next day it's again just water. Other wells are producing mud, it's sand. And they stop the pump to pump the oil. Other oil wells are containing gas, poisonous gas. It was so hard to stand around the well. You couldn't breathe nearly. We were so pleased when we had wind, because it was taking away, and we stood on the other side of the well, you know? It was very hard on summer when it's all hot and no wind, and 35 degrees, hot in Romania during summer. Other wells are so faithfully producing the oil for weeks, months, no problems. And there are exceptional wells, one or two or three, that we are calling eruptive wells, like volcanoes. Those wells don't need any pump. We just put the pipe on it and it's eruptive and produces us 100 altogether, the rest of them. Because it's under pressure. You see, we are just like those oil wells. What is in you that comes out? Nothing else. Whether poisonous complaining and other things and issues, or you are faithfully working with the Lord, producing the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, and patience, and so on. You remember Jesus was asking Peter, Peter, do you love me? He was using like a pump to get out the love from Peter. But David, in Psalm 16, he shouts, I love the Lord. I'm praising the Lord. He is like an eruptive oil. Now this man was praising God. And everybody could see. But you see, our salvation is just like this. You are saved for a purpose. And I would like to ask to consider. I would like to ask you now to think. Where did you come out from? Did you come out from your sinful behavior and from the world to separate by holiness, by conversion, by repentance? And did you join God's people? Was it by the name of Jesus, by His blood, by His name? Or somebody else? Or something else? May God help us this morning that whoever thinks that he needs healing, you may come to Jesus and you may be a faithful witness to him. One time you are witnessing just to one man and next time to a whole crowd. You don't know. You just be faithful. May God help you to come to Jesus. May God help you to believe in him, to believe in him. Stand up, get up, and come to Jesus in His name, by faith. May the Lord help you.